Well, thank you very much for joining us for this week's Tech Law 10. I'm Jonathan Armstrong. I'm here in the UK. And Eric, you're in the US.
I'm in San Francisco.
And this week, we thought we'd talk about a recently unsealed indictment in the US, Eric, that you found that suggests the internet is a bigger risk than we thought.
That's right. And I do want to note, and I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving that we just had. And there's much to be thankful about with respect to the internet. It allows us to communicate instantly, freely, and widely for business and personal purposes. However, as Jonathan's just alluded to, you know, where there is good, the forces of evil also lurk. And there is this indictment that was unsealed. And it really drives home this point because this recently unsealed New York indictment shows an international plot to hijack millions of computers. The apparent design of the plot was to use malware to hijack computers in a number of companies such that people visiting, you know, relatively common websites such as Amazon, ESPN, Netflix, even our Internal Revenue Service site, irs.gov, they're rerouted to other sites, notwithstanding their original intention to go to these common popular websites. And these other sites where they've been rerouted can generate millions of dollars of wrongfully gained profits. This particular indictment provides that 500,000 computers here in the United States alone have been infected, and some of the computers are used for important purposes, such as by government agencies like NASA, as well as computers of educational institutions and nonprofits. So, as I was mentioning a moment ago, while the internet has, you know, many benefits and we're all now living our lives online, we have to have some concern about what this shows. What are your thoughts, Jonathan? And perhaps you have some ideas.
What was the actual plot? Was it using phishing and links to take over computers, or is it more involved than that?
You know, I don't know the full details, but I think it's along the lines of what you just suggested, but that apparently people would be taken places where they were not expecting, and they would be fooled, and they would be paying money where they would, and the money would go to those wrongdoers and not to the sites they originally intended.
I understand. I think my take is that when it comes up to the end of the year, we always see a real spike in bad things happening on the internet. I mean, I know, for example, in the UK alone, I believe, according to figures that Know the Net had, that there's £3.72 billion is predicted to be spent online in the next 2 weeks, believe it or not. And when there's that amount of money floating around the system, then obviously criminals of all shapes and sizes set up to try and grab that money. And some of them are very organized, diverting traffic to false sites. And some of them are just chances, really, with the most bizarre tricks that they think will get money from people. You know, things like putting up a spoof site, throwing a lot of money at Google AdWords to try and divert traffic to them and never delivering goods. But it's undoubtedly the case that organized crime is at the heart of many of these cases. And you might remember, Eric, I know that that Fox Business, I contributed to a piece that Fox Business did on this a couple of weeks ago, saying that some of the major U.S. gangs are, in some respects, it's good news. They're doing less stabbing and less killing each other and more trying to take people for a ride on the internet. So I guess perhaps it's a sign of the same trend, is it? Is it just that it's not necessarily that there are more bad guys in the world? Is it just the fact that the bad guys that there are meeting online now rather than in dark alleys?
That's an interesting point, I have to say, because I've actually seen some reports that suggest that, you know, crime by way of physical violence, you know, in places like New York City has gone down. And so maybe you don't need to put a gun to somebody's head or a knife to their throat to shake them down to get their money. It can be done this way. And you know, I think you make a good point about the year end. You know, we just had our Cyber Monday 2 days ago, which, you know, where there's all sorts of holiday shopping online, and it broke all records. The amount of money spent online on Monday was a record all-time high. Hopefully and probably most of that money was spent in the direction where it was intended, but as we're now learning, that's not always the case.
Yeah, no, intriguing. And so I guess if you're a brand owner, it is a time for increased vigilance, particularly if a lot of your business is seasonal and you're expecting to sell a lot online at this time of year. I know many of my clients are, and they gear up to it. And I know if you look at Amazon's statistics, for example, I think most of their, or a high proportion of their computing power for the year gets used in these next few weeks. So I guess if you're a big brand owner, let's try and come up with some tips on the hoof. I mean, I think the first thing is you must monitor your name and your brand names online, particularly through this period. You should, I guess, either do that through an established reputation management service, which exists on the internet, or even just something as fundamental. It won't be comprehensive as setting up a Google alert with the name of your company and your brands, and that might help you. I guess you should also be looking at suspicious activity on your own site. So that might be people stealing logos from the site. Make sure that they can't just right-click and take and press copy and take images that way. So make sure that the site's better protected. Obviously, don't let people take product photographs in the same way. Don't let them take logos. Look out for any dips in traffic, which might suggest that some of your traffic's been diverted elsewhere, either through AdWords being bought against your brand names, or through the site somehow being compromised and maybe the payment being diverted across to another site. Maybe watch for strange emails from people telling you that products haven't been delivered. Three quick tips off the top of my head. I don't know whether you can think of any more, Eric.
Oh, those are quite exhaustive and very good points. I have to agree with them. And I suppose, you know, whatever can be done to protect against malware, you know, in terms of, you know, making sure that your computer does not get infected would be appropriate as well. So we're almost at the end of our time here. We wanted to thank you for joining us. This is, you know, your partners not in internet crime, but your partners in the online world, Eric Sinrod in San Francisco and Jonathan Armstrong in the UK. And we thank you for joining us. You know, please continue to provide your thoughts and comments and questions for ideas for a future podcast. As you know, you can reach me at ejsinrod@duanemorris.com. You can find both me and Jonathan on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. And Jonathan, if you want to take us home and wrap it up, that'd be great.
Yeah, and I'm Jonathan Armstrong, so I'm jparmstrong@duanemorris.com. We've also got the discussion group on LinkedIn, and we'll post some a couple of relevant stats in case you didn't catch them. Remember that you can listen to us both online and on iTunes, so you've got the medium that you prefer. And all that remains is to say thank you very much for listening, and be safe online.
Thank you ever so much.
Bye now.